great music, local news, high school sports, real community connection. KLMJ.
Spring has arrived, and it's the perfect season to refresh your home. Hi, this is Steph McWilliams with First Bank Hampton. Take advantage of our HELOC and home improvement specials, which are designed to help you tackle renovations big or small. With competitive rates, flexible terms, and fast local approvals, you'll be ready to upgrade your kitchen, add a deck, or make that dream space a reality. Don't wait. Stop by or call today to learn how our team can support your next home project. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Paul Flint, member of the Hampton Cemetery Board. The annual cemetery walk is coming up on Sunday, rather early this year because Memorial Day weekend is fairly early here in 2026. Going to be talking about the 8th annual walk, and it's at 1:30 on Sunday, so we're going to be talking about that. Also, what the money goes toward and all that with the upkeep of the cemetery. And Paul, thanks a lot for stopping by here today.
Well, thank you, Mitch, for having me. A couple of things I'd like to start off with is that we are going to have just one walk or one trip through the cemetery as a group. We're going to start at 1:30, which is a little later than we have in the past, but we're only going to have one walk this year. It will encompass about 2 hours or shortly less than that to make the trip around. We're going to be stopping at 6 sites that will feature former citizens along the way. And of course, always we stop and honor a veteran and we'll spend some time there learning about his history. The cost is a $10 fee, Mitch, and that goes toward our funds to continue to improve and maintain the cemetery. And one of the projects we can talk about is the big one that we're trying to put together money, working with the city in repairing the two mausoleums. One of the other things I guess I would mention is that we've been fortunate to work with the city on a nice large inheritance that the city got from Bruce Dorman, his estate, and he offered to give a large sum of money to repair, replace, and plant new trees. So Vern Sanders and the Hampton Tree Board have been at work all spring planting new trees.
So let's go back to the mausoleums. That's been brought up the last few years when we've had you in here talking about the cemetery walk. Obviously, that's kind of been your big project, as you already alluded to, but explain to our audience that process, because one of those mausoleums, it is ready to be refurbished or what have you, but there's still another one that you need to basically get access to, in other words, to clean out before you guys kind of move ahead with a project here, Paul.
Yes, that is correct, Mitch. The South Cemetery Mausoleum, under the family name of Schnee, is fallen into serious disrepair. So before we could actually replace, repair, and so forth, we need to get permission from the state. It's a 2.5, almost a 3-year process to make sure that there's no heirs that still have entitlement to that mausoleum. Now, it is in bad shape. It's not even accessible at this point, so we'll have to go in with backhoes. The city is working with different contractors to make sure that we can do it properly and follow the standards that the state puts forth to make this happen. So we've passed the deadline, and it's time to start moving on the project. That'll take place. We don't have a start date, but we'll be sometime this summer. So we're looking forward to that. The $10 is just a small fee that we use to put together to continue to raise some money to take care of these kinds of projects.
And then one last thing on that mausoleum project. Explain to our audience what is happening to them because of why you need to do the project. You're saying since it is on a hillside, kind of getting pushed off by the landscape behind it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Through the 150 years that the cemetery has been there, a continued wear and tear, and the hillside continues to slide to the west off of that road that goes up toward the unknown soldier. And so the city wants to put a retaining wall there that will hold the hillside in better shape so that some plantings can be done. And by redoing the mausoleums, we'll have a chance to put a base there for that wall to be more stable.
You're joined by Paul Flint, member of the Hampton Cemetery Board. Again, we are talking about their 8th annual cemetery walk on Sunday. That is at 1:30. It's one walk this year. Again, the $10 fee goes toward the cemetery board to help them with the upkeep of the cemetery. So another thing, too, you guys help upkeep with the cemetery. You have volunteers and a board in general here. Paul, kind of explain how that all works. You have certain people to a certain site or a certain area of the cemetery for upkeep. Kind of explain to our audience how that works.
Sure. Well, Mitch, the board of directors is a panel of 9 members, and then each of the 32 sections out at the cemetery are adopted by a citizen, and that person is responsible for taking a look at repairs that may need to be done on stones in their section and or pick up sticks or if there's any litter. That's one of the things they agree to when they adopt a section. All in all, we have somewhere between 20 and 25 active members that do the volunteer work to take care of the cemetery the best that we can. And it helps to defray some of the costs that the city has to put forth to do some of these projects. So that's what we do.
So these volunteers, they go through and check the status of the stones as one of their things to do. Now, is it up to you guys? Do you notify family if you know family for, say, if a date on a stone is getting very fainted or is maybe covered with moss? You don't really clean it, but more you maybe notify the family that if you want to look at that, or how does that work?
That's a good question, and we get that often from some of the inquiries that we get on Facebook. People that don't live in the community anymore, maybe haven't been to the cemetery in years, but they have loved ones still in the cemetery there. What the volunteers will do is they'll make a list of things that they see, whether it be stone-related or tree-related or anything like that that needs to be addressed, and will let us know, let the group know, and then we will go ahead and try and make the repairs or do what we need to do to bring the section back up to a nice standard. The cleaning portion of the stones, typically we've not hired anybody to clean stones for a number of years. It's somewhat expensive per stone, so some of the funds that we've got in our treasury will be used to start cleaning up more stones. We've tried not to go out and charge the owners of the stone or the heirs, the families, to do those repairs or do those cleaning projects. We hope to continue to do more of those on our own.
Like you said, the $10 fee can go help toward that to keep it cost-free to the family. And then finally, the center of the cemetery, there's trees galore, and it was briefly mentioned off air. I said to you, I walk through there from time and time again. A lot of old trees, and with old trees, the roots start coming up, start shifting stones and what have you. Is that a problem you kind of see? Is there anything that you feel like maybe coming down the road to fix that issue, if it is becoming an issue here, Paul?
I think what we'll continue to do is we rely on Doug Tarr and the city employees when they're in a cemetery to also make note of those structural kind of problems that require more money and more time and that have to be scheduled. So yes, we are concerned about the trees and how they have impacted the roads and or stones, of course, because so many of the roots are coming up in some of the plots that really create some problems.
Very good. Again, we are joined by Paul Flint, member of the Hampton Cemetery Board. The 8th annual walk is this Sunday, that is May 24th. It's one walk, starts at 1:30. And Paul, before I let you go, first and foremost, why don't you mention to our audience what's the best parking situation here for this Sunday?
We would recommend that folks come to the north gate, to the south and to the east of the former First Christian Church along 6th Street there, and we'll stage the trolleys in that area. There'll be some refreshments at the gate, and then the walk will go in through the north gate and then proceed to the east end of the cemetery and then to the south to visit those 6 plots. The other thing I would mention is give some recognition to the following sponsors and supporters. Some of them have given sponsorships and others support us throughout the year with other projects. The Franklin County Arts Council, Howard and Gyla Pullman, who now owns the property where we will stage the trolleys and have our refreshments and entry stand. Seats Maskinson Funeral Home, Claypool Farms, Butson Tractor Repair, the Vosburg Family, and of course, KLMJ Radio on the Go has also been a big supporter throughout the years. So we appreciate it and could not do this project, this event, without their help.
And I guess you can give a plug, too. You guys are always in need of volunteers.
We're always looking for folks that want to spend some time in the cemetery and enjoy history especially. There's some fascinating stories that go with the members or the former citizens that are out there. And it's a rewarding group to be a part of because it's a nice cemetery. People come during Memorial Day weekend, and the cemetery looks fantastic then with the flags. So we're very proud of it, and we're looking for people that want to volunteer, help, be a part of a group that shows some pride in the community.
Yeah, it is a big area for upkeep here in Hampton, but yes, it is very well maintained. So, Paul, thanks a lot for joining us. Hope it's a great turnout come Sunday.
Thanks so much, Mitch.
Our thanks to Paul Flynn for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.